What's up, guys? Anton Crilly here, and welcome back to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. Now, today, I'm going to be sharing 10 beginner dropshipping mistakes that can literally cost you thousands of dollars. So if you have a dropshipping store or you're thinking about building one, definitely watch this entire thing, because if you don't, you can literally be leaving money on the table, or even worse, throwing money away. So let's get right into it and start with mistake number one, which is product pricing. Now, when you are running a dropshipping store, there are two things that I look at when we're first getting into a new niche and bringing on a new supplier. The first one is, what is the wholesale price, meaning what we're actually paying for the product? And the second is, what is MAP? MAP stands for minimum advertised price. And what we want to see is the minimum advertised price be two times or more what the wholesale cost is. So if I was selling this rug that I'm standing on right now and the wholesale price was $250, I would want the minimum advertised price to be at least $500. That way I can actually sell the product, I could pay for shipping, I could pay for ads, I could pay for a merchant fee, and I can have money left over for profit. We want our margins to average about 30%. But what that does not mean is, if, let's say, wholesale price for a product is $1,000, that we want MAP to be $1,300, because that's a 30% margin to start with. We want that 30% margin after cost of goods sold, after shipping, after ads, and everything else that it costs to run the business. Now, sticking on pricing for a minute, something else that is extremely important and can cost you thousands of dollars if you get this wrong is actually getting the product prices to be correct when you upload them to your store. So let's just say you get approved to sell for a new supplier. They send you over a price sheet with 1,000 different SKUs on it. Sometimes people will send that off to a freelancer somewhere they find on Upwork or Fiverr, pay them some money and say, upload these products for me. Now, while of course that can be a great time savings, what can happen, and I've seen this happen even with myself, is that the columns, or the rows I should say, of prices can get kind of crossed. And you might have a product that should sell for $1,000 accidentally uploaded to your store for $600. What's going to happen there? You're probably going to sell it because you're going to be $400 cheaper than everybody else. But as you can imagine, you're going to have no margin and even lose money. So if you do want to outsource product uploads, double, triple check all of the prices, because you do not want to make this beginner mistake. The second mistake you should avoid at all costs when dropshipping is buying in to any type of turnkey opportunity. If somebody says, we have this store, it's basically a templated store that they're selling online, do not buy it. They're going to make all these claims like, oh, you could sell these products and this is what the margins would be. Every turnkey opportunity I've ever seen, if it's someone giving it away for free, if it's someone selling it for $20, if it's someone selling it for $5,000, they are copy and paste stores that have the very smallest probability of success because they are not real businesses. And the people selling those templated stores, these copy and paste sites, are not doing anything unique that's going to give you an advantage. And you're going to be competing with a ton of people that also don't see success. So save your money. Please do not buy into a turnkey opportunity. The third beginner mistake to avoid at all costs is using a supplier directory. And listen, I get it. Maybe you're watching this right now. You want to get into dropshipping. So you go on Google and you type in products to dropship, or dropship directory, or dropship suppliers. What you are going to find in all of the sponsored ads, and typically the first organic ads as well, are directories that ask you to pay them a fee, whether that be monthly or yearly. And they say, in exchange for that, here are all these products that you'll now have access to sell. And on their sales pages, they'll even show you examples of what the margins could be. These are not the way to make money with dropshipping. These are middlemen suppliers, and the way they make their money is by charging people like you for access to sell their products. If you take some of their examples and just give them a quick Google search, the actual products they're showing you, you're going to find that these products are most likely selling at or close to what they're telling you your wholesale price will be. Nobody makes money with supplier directories, so please don't be one of the people that gets fooled into using them. The fourth beginner mistake that I want you to be aware of is forming a business partnership. Let's say, again, you want to get into dropshipping, and maybe you have a friend that does, or somebody you meet online in a forum, and you think, you know what, I want to do this, but I'm not that confident in myself. I'm going to get this business partner. We'll go in 50-50 on it. Don't do it. I've seen so many times that people will do this, again, almost out of fear that they can't do it themselves. And then 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, a year down the line, people will start to have resentment. Because I'm telling you, one person will do more than the other. And if you go into it with this 50-50 split, you're going to be wondering, or they're going to be wondering, why am I giving half of the money, half of the profit to person XYZ? With these businesses, they are not complex. They are not difficult. It's a very simple business model. Don't let that fool you into thinking this is easy, because it is a real business and it takes real work to do it. But you do not need a business partner. You do not need to give somebody half of the profit, and you don't need that confidence to move forward. If you want extra confidence, you don't need a business partner. You can join a mastermind. You could find somebody online to have accountability calls with that's doing it on their own as well. You can join the Dropship Blueprint and be part of our Discord, but you don't need to give up half of your store's profit just because you feel like you'd be better off if somebody helped you along the way, because I'm telling you that help and that benefit you see in the beginning is going to quickly disappear. Then you're going to have a business that you don't want to build anymore, or they don't want to build anymore, and you're going to lose all of the hard work that you put into this thing. The fifth beginner mistake that almost all e-commerce stores are guilty of is not setting up tracking and sales attribution early on. What's going to happen is you're going to build your store. You're going to start to set up traffic, maybe use Google Ads, maybe use Microsoft advertising, maybe use Meta. You're going to have organic sales coming in. And if you don't know with a high probability of success where those sales are coming from, it's going to be very hard to actually scale your store via paid ads. So I would highly encourage you to learn Google Analytics 4. We teach this inside of the Dropship Blueprint, but also set up tracking properly within Meta, set it up properly within Google and Microsoft and anywhere else you advertise. And I'll just say it's never going to be 100% accurate, but if you don't set up tracking properly in the beginning, it's going to be very hard again to scale, and you're going to be missing out on data that you can be collecting from all of the traffic that visits your store that can help you to make informed decisions that will only allow you to grow. The sixth beginner mistake that can cost you thousands is not offering great customer support from day one. Now, I think the reason people offer bad customer support, there's kind of a couple of them. One of them would be you're simply selling inferior products with long lead times. Maybe you're dropshipping from China and you know your customers are going to be angry, and really angry customers becomes a recurring theme. If that happens, you're most likely not going to want to respond to them quickly and efficiently, and it's because you're not running a solid business. So if that's you and your situation, go into something where you actually can provide great customer service, where you have high quality products and where they can get to the customers fast, like what we do at Dropship Lifestyle by selling for domestic suppliers that have products in stock in warehouses in the countries we do business. So that's kind of the first thing. But after that, maybe you get to the point where you have those suppliers and maybe something happens, because things will happen. Maybe a shipment gets lost or a shipment gets delayed and somebody is angry. What a lot of people do in the beginning, because they're scared to talk to their customers, is not respond or respond 2 or 3 days later. Listen, I've learned over 15 years in this business that the main thing customers care about is communication, and letting them know if something is wrong and how it's going to be resolved is what you need to do as soon as possible, not just delay it and hope that the problem goes away. Because if you do that, what's going to happen is that customer is going to leave bad reviews online and people are going to find them. And in the future, your conversion rates will suffer, because now you're going to have people posting that I bought from the store and I'm not hearing back from them. And if you're selling high ticket products like we do, and somebody is only seeing that type of review online for your business, are they going to trust your store to spend $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? No, and they shouldn't. Now, little caveat here is that you will get some negative reviews over time, even if you offer the best customer service in the world. But the main point here is that we can do things to avoid them and keep them at a minimum. And great customer service with honest, fast response times is a major key to this. Seventh beginner mistake that can cost you thousands of dollars in your dropshipping store is not building and utilizing an email list from day one. This is something that for me, probably my first 3 or 4 years in business, I didn't even think about, because I was learning on my own. I was kind of learning the hard way. But I'll tell you, every email that is on your list should be worth at a bare minimum $1 per month. So if you build an email list of 1,000 people, that should be worth $1,000 in sales. If you eventually build it to 10,000, that should be an extra $10,000 a month in sales. 100,000 emails, $100,000 a month in revenue should come from that email list, again, at a bare minimum. So there's many easy ways to build an email list. The obvious would be you're going to have your customers lists who are buying from you. Abandoned carts, they're going to be there as well. But I would encourage you to go the extra step, again, from day one. And you can do things like have exit intent overlays that ask the visitor to leave their email address in exchange for something, maybe a buyer's guide or a discount code, whatever that may be. It'll help you to build this email list from day one. And then once a month, I would encourage you to send between a 2 and 5 day long promotional campaign where you're either offering a discount or a bonus item, whatever it may be. We have full training on this in module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint, but it is a great way to basically have sales coming in consistently every month that cost you $0 to acquire. Eighth mistake that can cost you thousands of dollars is not having a phone number on your store, and more importantly, not answering that phone when it rings. Now, having a phone number does two things. First, it will increase your conversion rate because even people that don't call will just see it there, and they'll have that extra peace of mind that if I ever do need to call, there is a phone number. Now, the people that do call, I'll tell you almost all of them are going to be people that want to place orders. They're calling in either to make sure something's in stock or to make sure you're a legit business or to see if they can get their order by date XYZ, whatever that may be. And if you answer these phone calls or have somebody that answers them for you, it's going to greatly increase your conversion rate because I'm telling you, a lot of your competitors probably either won't have phone numbers or will not answer them when they ring. So get that number on your store. We use Mighty Call. You could put an app on your phone that it'll ring to, answer it, and take orders on your phone. If somebody just says, hey, I want to place my order on the phone. Okay, great. Pull up your website, add the item to the cart, ask them their name, their shipping address, their phone number, their credit card, put it in, boom, order placed. Mistake number 9 is not focusing on conversion rate optimization from day one. Now, conversion rate optimization is basically things you can do to your store to turn more visitors into buyers. And let me just give you a hypothetical example here to keep math easy. We'll use round numbers. And let's say you sold products with an average order value of $1,000. And on average, every day, you had 100 unique website visitors. Now, if you had a 1% conversion rate, that would mean from your 100 website visitors, you got one sale a day for $1,000. Now, if you focus on conversion rate optimization, you might be able to get that up to 2.5%, which is where we like to see ours. That would mean on the same store with the same 100 website visitors, instead of having one sale, you would have 2.5 sales. And instead of doing $1,000 in revenue, you would do $2,500 in revenue. An extra $1,500 in revenue every single day, every single week, every month, every year. And as you can imagine, these numbers build up fast. So if you are a member of my coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, and you haven't went through module 5 in a while, that's all about optimizing for conversions, go through it, make sure all of these things are done on your store because they will turn more visitors into buyers and make your store much more profitable. The 10th dropshipping mistake that can literally cost you thousands of dollars is not following up with abandoned carts. And I'm not just talking about pre-built email automations that email people and say you left this behind, but I'm talking about phone calls. I'm talking about text message. I'm talking about making sure you're hearing from people that are abandoning their carts on your store and seeing what you can do to turn them into customers. Now, the manual way to do this is to go into your Shopify admin, click on orders, it'll show abandoned carts and you can see them all there. But if you want to take this to the next level, something that we do and something that I teach in module 7 of the Dropship Blueprint is use an automation through Zapier, which will take abandoned carts and send it into Slack. So my team will get a notification in a Slack channel we have for it, of course, comes through on the phone as well, but that will show when the cart was abandoned, it'll show the customer's name, what items were in their cart, and it'll have their phone number or at the very least their email address. And the goal is to follow up with these people as soon as possible, again, via manual outreach to say, hey, we just saw you were checking out this item. Your order did not complete. Is there anything we can help you with? Do you have any questions? This is going to bring in thousands upon thousands of dollars in extra revenue to your store from a very simple automation that you can set up to be responding to abandoned carts in almost real time while they have the item in their mind while they're most likely making a buying decision of where they're going to purchase this thing from. Now, I know I told you I was gonna give you 10 mistakes to avoid, but I wanna give you a bonus one. Before I do that, just make sure you are subscribed to this podcast and to our YouTube channel if you're not already for more videos just like this every single week. Also, leave it a like or a review on your preferred podcast player. I I appreciate all of them. But with this bonus tip, this is something that lots of beginners struggle with, especially if you're the type of learner and go-getter that's watching information or listening to information like this. And this mistake is trying to do too many things at once. Because you're going to hear people tell you, oh, you should only use this type of Google Ads. Oh, you should only use Microsoft. Oh, you should try TikTok because that's working right now. And a lot of people are trying a million things at once. And when that happens, nothing will work. So my advice is to focus on what is proven in the beginning, things that not have just worked for me, but that have worked for almost 15,000 dropship lifestyle members. Stick with the core basics. And once those work, maybe start to put 10% of your budget and time into experimental projects. But in the beginning, if you try to do too much at once, nothing will work. So focus on the simple things that produce the most consistent results. So guys, that is it for this episode. Again, I hope you got value. If you are new to dropshipping and you want even more information, I have a 2.5-hour free training that I will link you to below. You can also just go to dropshipwebinar.com to find that. And as always, I appreciate you, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.